From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's state news agency says the Syrian government says it is ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. The announcement followed talks in Damascus between UN Special Envoy Ramzi, El-Zedin Ramzi, and Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad. Here's Ramzi.
Lastly, the minister confirmed the intention of the Syrian government to participate in these talks once they are held.
It is unclear if the talks yielded progress on the impasse over the future of President Bashar al-Assad. In other developments, the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State forces from 70% of the besieged city of Manbij near the Turkish border. Also, the International Rescue Committee says airstrikes targeted a hospital in the opposition-controlled town of Daraa, killing at least six people. The identity of the aircraft was not clear. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. Somalia's internal security minister says the target of the attack was the headquarters building of the Criminal Investigation Department. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged was a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip on the country's armed forces and its spy agency. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say militants have launched two attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq, killing at least five people. Both assaults Sunday took place in Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. At least three of the four assailants were killed in the attacks. New York-based Human Rights Watch is demanding authorities in Afghanistan prosecute militia forces for the abuse and killing of cities in Faryab province. The group says its probe into an attack in June has found members of the Junbish militia loyal to First Vice President Abdul-Rashid Dostum as being behind the violence. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after he suggested his creation of thousands of jobs as a businessman was a sacrifice comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq. Khizr Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is, quoting now, totally unfit for the leadership of this country, end of quote. Trump was asked what he would say to Khan's father.
I'd say we've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I'd say. We have a lot of problems where you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at the World Trade Center, you look at so many different things. You look at what happened to the priest over the weekend in Paris, where his throat was cut, 85-year-old beloved Catholic priest. You look at what happened in Nice, France, a couple of weeks ago. I'd say you got to take a look at that because something's going on and it's not good.
Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said on Fox News Sunday, Trump's views about Russia raise national security issues and questions about his temperament.
Whether it's saying that NATO wouldn't come to the rescue of our allies if they were invaded, talking about removing sanctions from Russian officials after they were imposed by the United States and Europe together because of Russia's aggressiveness in Crimea and Ukraine, his praise for Putin, which is, I think, quite remarkable.
Hillary Clinton. Zika-carrying mosquitoes are believed to have reached the U.S. mainland with at least four cases of local transmission reported in Florida. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is calling on Congress to fund relief efforts.
The time to act is now. We have waited far too long. I believe Congress should go back to Washington as soon as possible and approve additional funding to deal with this issue before it becomes a full-blown crisis.
Senator Marco Rubio. Media tally show former Defense Minister Yuriko Koike is the winner in Sunday's Tokyo gubernatorial election. She becomes the first female governor of the capital city of Japan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.